Okay. Okay. Let's go. And just Yaakov's in it. Everyone else is around. Okay, let's go.
He's not here.
Yeah. Kufa. Yotza chinam eli meibagus. The Gemara goes, the Gemara says, on this price that Yotza chinam teaches us bagrus and Ein Kesset teaches us nairus. Right, the Gemara, why need two psukim, one tell me bagrus, one tell me nairus, just have one pasuk that'll tell me nairus, and that'll be it. Just have Ein Kesset, and that'll be it. Why do I need to have two psukim, one for bagrus and one for nairus? Yotza chinam for bagrus and Ein Kesset for nairus. So, the Gemara says, first Rabba gives him a sweet tzurtza. First Rabba says, Boaz Zevelim and Alza. Boaz Zevelim and Alza, meaning that if we'd only have one pasuk, I would say that that is talking about Bagrus, because that's a smaller chiddush. And then Mela, I need to have two pasukim so I can say the second pasuk is talking about Nairu. Okay. Now he says, where do I find such a thing? So, Rabba, because there's a braisa that says in the pasuk, Taishiv Kayin. The sacher lo yechol kodesh. So the taishav of a kayin and the sacher of a kayin don't eat truma. And the Gemara says taishav refers to someone who is owned until yovel, and a sacher is someone who's only owned for 6 years. So the Gemara says, why do I need to have two psukim? Just tell me a sacher who's owned for 6 years, and I automatically know that. Just tell me a taishav who's bought forever doesn't eat truma, and for sure a sacher who was bought for 6 years doesn't need truma. I'll figure it out myself. If you tell me even a nirtza doesn't need truma, for sure, a sacher. Elamai the pshat is, because if I only say one pasuk, I would say that pasuk is talking about someone who's for 6 years. So that's why I need to have two psukim. So the second pasuk I'll say is talking about a taishav who is, the second one's talking about a nirtza. Even a nirtza doesn't need truma. So same thing over here, if we only have one pasuk, I would say a bagaris goes free. So I need to have two psukim. Say a naira goes free. So Taisus asks Akasha that, no, it's not true. Even if it would just say Ein Kesef, I would figure out that a naira goes free. I would not say Ein Kesef is talking about a Begeris, even though it's only one pasuk. Why, Zak Taisus? Because the Yud of Ein Kesef is telling me that when the father marries off a naira, he gets the money. And there has to be a naira, not a Begeris. So I already know the pasuk of Ein Kesef is talking about a naira because the yud is going on a naira. So therefore, the rest of the pasuk is going on a naira too. So even if it would just say Ein Kesef, I would figure out that a naira goes free, and I wouldn't say that it's going on a begaris. And for Taisvis, no. It would only be Ein Kesef. That's it. That's two drushes, Ein Kesef. It's two drushes. But I would say that both of those drushes are talking about going free, one on a begaris and one on a naira. And I would not have a drasha to tell me that the father gets the money when he marries off his daughter. So I only have the drasha of the yud to tell me that the father gets the money when he marries off his daughter because I have three drashas, the yatsachinam and Ein Kesef and the yud. If I don't only have Ein Kesef, then I would say both psukim are talking about the naira going free, the geres going free, and I have nothing about the other pasuk. So therefore, if it would only say Ein Kesef, then I would not know everything I need to know. And if I say Yatzachinim, I wouldn't know everything I need to know. That's what I say Yatzachinim, and Kesem, and the Yud, so I can know. Begeris goes free, Naira goes free, and the father gets the money. Finally, I'm just going to skip the one Taisus. The next Taisus is right over here. Taisus is bothered. Why does it say the Yatzachinim, once we have both Sukkim, why does it say Yatzachinim is going on Bagris, and Enkes is going on Nairus? It should be the other way around. We should say Yatzachinim is going on Nairus, and Enkes is on Bagris. We see from Taisus holds that any time we have two drushas, I want to show if we make both of them, we do the bigger chiddush first. Taisus answers, like we just said, that since Lamaisa, once we have all the psukim, since the yud of Ein Kesef is telling me a naira, the money goes to the father by kedushin, so therefore we say Ein Kesef is talking about a naira going free. Okay, fine. Zog to Gemara Vayter. Abaya says, bad sushtel for nairus and bagrus to Taisus and Sarah. Zog to Abaya. You cannot say Boaz Zevelim and Alza when it comes to Nairus and Bagrus. Why not? What are we saying with that? We're saying if there'd be one pasuk, it would tell me a Begeris goes free. Now that I have two psukim, I say that a Begeris goes free and a Naira goes free. Whatever it says behind me is not so exciting. Okay, and that applies to more than one person. So if you said, oh wow, Rebbe just saw me looking at the board, I saw more than one person looking at the board. Maybe even more than two people, maybe more than three. So don't worry about it. You have maybe even a right. Okay, so Zogt the Abaya. Abaya says that you cannot have a pasuk that a begeris goes free and that an ira goes free. Why not? Because it's one guf. What does that mean, it's one guf? That means that, frekt Abaya, if a naira goes free, a bageris never goes free. Why does a bageris never go free? Because she's already free from when she's a naira. So it turns out that it's a lie. The Gemara, the Torah is saying a lie. The Torah is saying a bageris goes free. That is a lie. So therefore, we cannot say the Torah is saying a bageris goes free and a naira goes free. We're not going to do that. By toishav and sachir, you're going to have a toishav and a sachir and he has it at the same time. One might be a kavachimer, but he can have the both and he has it at the same time. So therefore, the Torah can be telling me both. Hashem can, I cannot have a naira that I cannot have a slave turning a naira and a slave turning a begaris in my house, because once a slave turns a naira, she goes free. So like the Abaya, you can't just say like this is the way we're learning Abaya, this is the way we're learning. There's a lot of pshat and all these different pratim, but Zakt Abaya, no. The truth is that we can say there is a case of a begaris that goes free, an islandess. There's an islandess that sold. Goes free at Bagaris. So therefore, we could have a pasuk for Nairus and a pasuk for Bagaris. It's okay to have a pasuk for both because a Bagaris goes free by Ireland. So if it's not a lie to say a Bagaris goes free. Okay. Zogt Mar Baravashi. He says, I don't care that you have a pasuk for Bagaris. Lemaisa, it's pasuk a Bagaris goes free if a Nairus goes free. It's a Kalvachimer. What's the Kalvachimer? Because Simonim are not moitzi from Rosh Hashanah, and Begeres is moitzi Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Begeres, so therefore, if Simonim are moitzi from Rosh Hashanah of the Adain, for sure, Bagrus is, so it's a Kavachimer, so I don't need a pasuk for it. So Zogdamar Baravashi, rather you need the pasuk to tell me that I'm allowed to sell an islands in the first place, because I would have a Havamina, that you only sell someone that becomes a Naira, you can't sell someone that's a Naira, we sell it to the Chazanish, because you have to be able to fulfill the qualifications. But at Ava Havamina, you cannot sell a islandess to begin with. That's what the pasuk's telling me. So Avada wants, I know I can sell an islandess, I know she goes free. But the second pasuk's telling me that I can sell an islandess to begin with. And the Gemara has a kasha that, what's Maravashi's, what's the big deal if the pasuk's telling me an islandess goes free by Bagaris? So what if it's a Kalvachayim? So what if it's Pasha? So Maravashi answers, but if I have another pshat, I have another pshat, and I say that pshat. Tosus over here says that what's a kavachomer that if simonim is mitzi, bagrus is also mitzi because simonim bagrus is mitzi mishus ha'av and not simonim. I have a yechiach misa sa'av is mitzi from the father and misa sa'av is not mitzi from the adam. So don't tell me that if you mitzi from the father, you mitzi from the adam because misa sa'av is mitzi from the father, not the adam. And for Tosfos, no, there's a pircha and a yechiach. Because Misa Za'av is not mighty from the Adam, because her guf stays the same. As she came by Bagrus, the guf changes. Okay, weiter. Zogt the Gemara. It says in the Braisa. Like this, Zogt the Gemara. So we said that Yehuda Marav says that we learn out that Kesef is kainer for Kedushin, because it says, Yudat Sekinim and Kesef. Zogt, the Gemara now brings a long Braisa. Start now. Okay. Oh no, obviously recording, right? Yes, it's fine. Zokta Braisa, like this. It's a Braisa that has all the Limudim. The first step of the Braisa is the Braisa says we learn out of Kicha Kicha, Mistei Ephraim. Zokta Braisa Isa Kavachimer from Amavriya. The Amavriya does not have Bia and has Kesev. Isha, that is Nikonis of Bia, Zikr has Kesev. So Kavachimer, that if Amavriya has Kesev and no Bia, Isha that has Bia for sure has Kesef. Zogt Gemara Yivama Techiach. Yivama will prove not that way because Yivama has Bia not Kesef. So therefore, that shows you that just because you have Bia doesn't mean that you're going to have Kesef. Okay, so Zogt Gemara says no. The Gemara has a Pirch on the Yechiach. Says no, Yivama is different because Yivama doesn't even have Shtar. So therefore, you cannot prove to me anything from Yivama. So therefore, we're back to Akal V'Chaimer from Amivriya to Isha, that if Amri has Kesef, Isha has Kesef. So therefore, we shouldn't need a pasuk, right? Wrong. Zogt Gemara, Tam Lam Kiyach, that's why we need a pasuk. Back to Gemara, what? You just told me that I have a kal v'chaimer. Well, I'm a bria to isha, and you slugged it up from yivama, but you slugged up the shlug up because your own doesn't have shtar. So why do I need a pasuk? I have a kal v'chaimer. So Dr. Rashi, no, because we have a much better pircha on the kal v'chaimer that I'm a vriya. Of course, I'm a vriya is nikness bekesef because she's yaitza bekesef. But avada, that's good. That's fine. But when it comes to but isha, that's not yaitza bekesef. Is not nikness bekesef. So we have a pircha in the kal v'chaimer. I'm a vriya has kesef because it goes out with kesef. But isha doesn't go out with kesef, so isha is not nikness bekesef. That's what we need a pasuk. Tosfos says, "Hu adim." We could have said other pirchas too. We could have instead of saying, "Because it goes out with kesef, goes in with kesef," we could have said it goes out with sheish, simanim, yovel, all these things. By rational, not that Rashi learned that it's specifically because you go out with kesef, in with kesef. Tosfos said, "No, it's because you have more yitzias." So they curse of the other ones too. Frank Tosfos a kasha. Sorry, and Tosfos says that the reason why we picked kesef is because we wanted to say a pircha that applies by shivchat kananas too. Okay, zog Tosfos a kasha. Good, you don't have a kal v'chaimer from Amavriya, but I have a Hegesh from Amavriya, because Amavriya and Isha are compared to each other. And don't tell me, and if it's a Hegesh, what's the mile of a Hegesh? There's no Pirch on a Hegesh. So what did it's Yetzir B'Kesef? Yetzir B'Sheish, Shemanim, Yoivam, and all these great things. Doesn't make a difference, because you have a Hegesh. So, and for Tais, there's two terutzim. And one terutz is, if you have a Hegesh, Ein Hegesh L'Mechsa, you're stuck with the whole deal, and you have to learn that you need two Prutas, like an Amavriya. So we make a Kal V'Chaimer, we don't have to do the whole two Pruta thing. Okay. Rabbeinu Nassanel gives a different teretz, and he says that that since the limud for the fact that Amar Riyah is Nicholas Bekesev is from the fact that it's free with Kesev, so therefore the Hekesh goes together, and we're stuck, and you can only learn out that it goes in with Kesev, it goes out with Kesev, and since Anish doesn't go on with Kesev, she's not Nichol in the Hekesh, the big Kiddush. So either you make the Hekesh, you have to, you need to put this, or the Hekesh only works if you go out with Kesef, go in with Kesef. Tosfos asks a kasha that just the Gemara says you can't make a Kal V'Chaimer from Yevama, from Am Ivriya to Isha. That's people. Am Ivriya to Isha because you have a Pircha from Yevama. Yechiach from Yevama. Why don't you make a Kal V'Chaimer from Kesef to Bia? That if Kesef, if Bia works, Kesef works. Somebody don't make the Kal V'Chaimer from Am Ivriya to Isha, make the Kal V'Chaimer from Bia to Kesef, and Bia works, Kesef works, and then you don't have a Techiach from Yevama. Zok Tosfos, you don't have a Yechiach from Yevama, but you have a Pircha from Yevama, which is much better. That don't tell me that if Kesef works, Bia works, because Bia has a Chaimer that it works by Yevama. So even if we're talking about, even if you switch the Kal V'Chaimer to Kinyanim, not to people, but it's better if the Yechiach turns into a Pircha. Okay, weiter. Zok the Gemara. Okay, so we have two psukim. We have a pasuk of Yezachina ben Kesef, we have a pasuk of Kiyikach. Why do I need both psukim? So Zok the Gemara as follows. I need to say Yezachina because if it would just say Kiyikach, then I would think that the money of Kedushin goes to the daughter. Kamashman Yezachinam, that the money of Kedushin goes to the father. And if it would only say Yezachinam, then I would think that the woman could give the money to the man and say,